Chapter 114. Nothing. What does it matter to me? Why, it matters this much, mistress, says the lawyer, deliberately putting away his handkerchief and adjusting his frill. The law is so despotic here that it interferes to prevent any of our good English citizens from being troubled, even by a lady's visits against his desire. And on his complaining that he is so troubled, it takes hold of the troublesome lady and shuts her up in prison under hard discipline. Turns the key upon her, mistress. Illustrating with the cellar key. Truly? Returns Mademoiselle in the same pleasant voice. That is droll. But my faith. Still, what does it matter to me? My fair friend, says Mr. Tulkinghorn, make another visit here, or at Mr. Snagsby's, and you shall learn. In that case you will send me to the prison, perhaps? Perhaps. It would be contradictory for one in Mademoiselle's state of agreeable jocularity, to foam at the mouth, otherwise a tigerish expansion thereabouts might look as if a very little more would make her do it. In a word, mistress, says Mr. Tulkinghorn, I am sorry to be impolite, but if you ever present yourself uninvited here or there again, I will give you over to the police. Their gallantry is great, but they carry troublesome people through the streets, in an ignominious manner, strapped down on a board, my good wench. I will prove you, whispers Mademoiselle, stretching out her hand, I will try, if you dare to do it. And if, pursues the lawyer without minding her, I place you in that good condition of being locked up in jail, it will be some time before you find yourself at liberty again. I will prove you, repeats Mademoiselle in her former whisper. And now, proceeds the lawyer, still without minding her, you had better go. Think twice before you come here again. Think you, she answers, twice 200 times. You were dismissed by your lady, you know, Mr. Tulkinghorn observes, following her out upon the staircase, as the most implacable and unmanageable of women. Now turn over a new leaf and take warning by what I say to you. For what I say, I mean, and what I threaten, I will do, mistress. She goes down without answering or looking behind her. When she is gone, he goes down too, and returning with his cobweb-covered bottle, devotes himself to a leisurely enjoyment of its contents, now and then, as he throws his head back in his chair, catching sight of the pertinacious Roman pointing from the ceiling. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.